The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, welcome to the Business Bunker show on Channel Radio, on Biz Radio and Kent Business Radio. On Tuesday, you're out of breath, aren't you? On Tuesday, the 12th of September.
Sorry, what's all that about?
Yeah, come on, Bird. You're an Iron Man. What's this? I only asked you to go downstairs.
That's what I think of that.
Oh, and our guest has just arrived. Bird just ran downstairs looking for the new guest, and she's just arrived. Do sit down, Cheryl. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show. It's lovely to see you.
Hi.
So you're out of breath then?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I'm not now. I'm all right now.
You're
recovered.
Right now.
Yeah, now you can talk to me.
Cool. Okay. Are you ready to go with this now?
Let's do the introduction.
The introduction. You're listening to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and...
me, Bird.
It's Bird.
Hello.
Out of breath, Bird.
No, I'm not now.
Cool. You're good.
I've got...
You're right.
I'm super, 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 super well. Very exciting.
Good.
Love coming into you. How you been? You never ring me. You never call me. Never see you.
You can't keep
doing
that.
You're supposed to be my friend.
It's you.
It's me.
It's you. You haven't called me. Yeah.
Okay. And apparently now I'm tall enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. No. We always needed you to organise everybody for us.
But now you want me as a model? Is that right now?
No.
Still not a model?
No. We want you as the captain of models.
Okay.
We want you to organise the models.
Anyway, how are you? You're
all right? I'm all right. Yeah. Are you all right?
I'm really well. Yeah. What have you been up to?
Quite a lot. Oh, do you know what?
What?
I find it hard to remember these days. What I've been doing. I've been doing so many things and it's just hard to remember.
Why the rant on Facebook Live?
About roads?
Yeah, why the
rant? Because
it's driving me nuts.
You know how much I drive around the county doing different things and going to different places. And the roads are just driving me nuts. You can't get anywhere. I got stuck on a Sunday afternoon on the M20. Yeah, it was an RTA, obviously, and it was bad, and they had to have the air ambulance. And you understand that. But, you know, road management's appalling. I'm stuck there for 3 hours. I get to Bexley, which is where I'm going. I have a cup of tea. I come back, and I get stuck for another 2 hours coming the other way. You know, so I wasted an entire Sunday sat on the M20. And I didn't need to, but I did. And it's just driving me nuts.
Mm, don't you love it when your children message you and ring you, and you're on live radio, and they know that you're... this is what you do, and they still ring you.
And they go, Mum, he's desperate, I can't find my socks.
He's put, okay, wee man, I can't answer your phone, love, I'm on radio.
Right.
Yeah.
But you don't know what he wants?
No idea.
Is it Louis?
It is Louis. He's in Brighton.
He's in Brighton.
Can you believe this? Can you believe how amazing he is? I took him there on Sunday, and it's just lovely. It was just amazing. He's 16, and he's left home, and he's got ear training as part of his programme. Ear training.
What's
so that he can
then?
Well, so they can listen to a tone.
Because he's a musician, isn't he?
Yeah. And then he'll go, it's in the key of this.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Do you see what I mean? It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
So he's going to be Superman. He's going to be, I reckon Justin Bieber is going to be his best friend.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's true.
So, how long has he been in Brighton?
2 days.
So he's all right. He's settling in.
He's
definitely can't find his socks. That's what the message is.
He's got loads of socks. I don't know what it is. Yeah, in fact, he doesn't need new socks. But anyway, enough of this business.
I've got two boys. I know that.
Exactly. So what do you know this week? Tell me what's really getting to you in business?
Well, I told you the roads are annoying me. So productivity is going down the tubes. And that's, you know, a lot of problem, you know, trying to get about and do things. So it's not easy. But what do I know? I'm not sure. I mean, we're in a funny phase at the moment.
Well, can I share something that
I know?
Yeah,
go for it, yeah.
Well, I think we're being far too romantic about everything. Yeah, stop it. I do think this. I think business in anything, I think you need to put some functionality back into...
You're being all pragmatic, aren't you?
I think you need to put a bit more functionality back into things and be more functional and not so romantic in, this is lovely.
Yeah.
No, let's put some work back into it.
I do agree with you, actually. That there's far too much virtue signalling and getting all... Funny enough, that's
here
reminded
we go.
Me.
See, here
that,
we
that,
go.
That reminded me something I saw on LinkedIn, actually. A chap called McQueen, who's a leadership trainer. And he put a post, which I totally and utterly agree with, and he's the first person ever that I've seen that came out with this statement, which is something I've been saying for a couple of years and getting my head kicked in over. and he came out with it as well, which was really brilliant. He said, I wish people would stop telling young people to find a job they love to do, because it doesn't exist. Now, if you think about it, for most of us, Cheryl, for think about
the fingers are out now.
Think about this in its sequence. Yeah, when you're little, you know, teenager or whatever, very few of us sit there and go, "Oh, I want to work for the town council, or I want to be an undertaker, or I want to do this, or I want to do that." We don't. We all want to be footballers, hairdressers, pop stars, or whatever, and that's it. What actually happens? The reality of what actually happens is we find something that we begin to do. We develop some expertise into it, and then we begin to love what we do, yeah? And we get, or tolerate it, at least, Rebecca.
Well, no, I was just thinking about nursing.
Yeah,
I'm a nurse as well, yeah. It's always, there's something I wanted to do, but actually it can be
exactly
quite a hard job to do.
It's a hard job to do, and...
Did you know you were a nurse?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a nurse for 18 years.
Yeah. So it's interesting, isn't it? Because my problem with it is so many young people then go, well, I don't know what I love. You know, well, I love playing football, but I can't be a footballer. And then they don't have any ambition left because we've told them they can only do something they love. And that's just not right. So that was my thinking on that.
And it's really interesting you say about that. I belong to an entrepreneur group and a leadership group. And I think we're all just being... And the reason I say about this romance as well is something came through today and it was like, oh, what do you think self-leadership is? And it went all into your authenticity and blah, 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 blah. And I'm just a little bit bored with it all. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I want you to just say to me, look, it's this, 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 not these big words. I want some action. I've just written a blog called Action is a Verb. Mm-hmm. It's a verb. Action is a doing word. Mm-hmm. And I think we're all using this. Oh, yeah, you need to do this. And I think we're being far... I know I'm seeing far too romance. Too much romance going on in words being used and actually not enough doing.
Mm, I agree with that.
Why the grin?
You know why the grin.
That's all I'm going to say.
You know why I'm grinning at you.
Big grins today in the house.
I do agree with you as well. we need some more practicality.
Yeah,
you know,
need some more practicality.
Life's about working, and working's hard.
It's a verb.
Yeah, but it has to be done, and that's where... success comes from. I think I said to you the other day about happiness. So many people confuse, that in order to be successful, they need to be happy. Yeah. And they don't think about it like that. They think that success will bring happiness. But actually, happiness brings success. You have to start off just being happy to do what you're doing, and then you become successful. So let's sort it out, some of the philosophy.
Yeah. It's
let's
good. I like
let's
it.
Kill romance stone dead.
The philosophy.
Philosopher. My lover.
Why were you all taking the mick out of me on Friday then?
We weren't taking the mick.
Yeah,
you were. It was no.
On air or off air?
It was off air.
Oh, there's
and Molly was just Molly Moodle was just doing an impression of Bird on air.
Did she do? I never say hello, my lover. I never say that.
No, but that's the whole thing about things like that, isn't it? It's a parody. You don't actually say it.
No.
It's like Jimmy Cagney never said you dirty rat, ever.
Did he not?
Never, ever. There's no film ever in which Jimmy Cagney ever said, you dirty rat. But, of course, that's just, you know, how it is.
What about Kojak?
He loves you, baby.
Yeah, he said that, didn't he?
Probably. Mm. I don't remember, to be honest. Yeah.
Look, everybody's pretending they don't know.
They know. I've got a clue what you're talking
they
about.
They know. Yeah. Don't tell fibs.
Anyway, listen. What?
Yes.
I want to tell you, because time's pushing on.
I know.
I want to tell you about today's show sponsors,
yep.
Who are still the lovely folks. We've got two show sponsors today. We've got the lovely folks from Creative Motion, who are video creation artists, and they're really, really good as well. That's Justin Dean and the team at Creative Motion. And we're also sponsored by Courier Bid. And Courier Bid is a new website that's launching, and they're currently crowdfunding on Leo Crowdfund. It's a website and an app where you can go if you want something delivered, and you can get cost-effective delivery. And what they're trying to do is make so if vans are coming to deliver something and driving back empty, what they're trying to find is a way of getting things on them so that they're not driving everywhere empty, and you can do it cheaper because somebody's already paid to have the van move anyway. So Courier Bid, do check them out.
Two things, really. Justin, have you seen Justin's lunch is served and ready to listen to hashtag Bee Bunker?
I did see that.
So Justin did that lovely video of us, didn't he, as he well? Did. Loved it. So yeah. Justin, massive shout out. Thank you for that, my love. And I'm loving the fact that he's going paleo at the minute, healthy eating.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that too.
Very interesting. Yeah. I want to know why, because he's a big cyclist.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's he doing?
He obviously needs the energy, doesn't he, to keep his cycling up.
Well, or is what race is he doing? I'm doing a new, I've got a race in a couple of months.
Have you?
Hmm.
What are you doing?
You won't want to know the name of it.
Go on.
It's called the Ball Buster.
How's that going to work then?
Well.
Unless you're not telling me something.
No. No. It's I've done it a few times. It's an amazing duathlon. So you know Box Hill in Surrey? So you've Hill. So it's 2 miles from top to bottom. It's not that bad in itself, but you do it 5 times. So you run it, so it's an 8 mile loop, you run it, look at all your faces, you run it, and then you cycle it 3 times, then you run it again. So I've been doing lots of cycling last weekend, and I was whipped completely. I was not happy.
Right.
I was a dribbling mess, and I don't like that very much at all. I looked dribbling, everybody else didn't.
And what was the cause of that?
What's that?
That you were a dribbling mess?
Well, because I was trying to keep up and I wasn't able to keep up.
Have you let your training slip?
No, my training had slipped because of business. And that's what I mean, stop doing your eyes. My focus has been completely on writing my book, on my business, on speaking, on travelling the world, blah, blah, being a global women influencer. And actually that's all slipped now. And now I've gone back into my training.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to be dribble free next time then?
My aim.
In the Ball Buster. And when's the Ball Buster take place?
4th of November. So you watch, I'm going to get super, super lean and fit. That's happening anyway. Not sleeping, not eating, you know.
Yeah.
All those things.
Yeah, love's a splendid thing.
Anyway, Justin Dean, thank you very much for your amazing paleo diet. I got that, by the way.
Cool. Well, listen, we want to hear from you out there. And we have had 1,933,763,000,000 tweets so far, and I have counted them all. And we will be reading some of them in a moment. And we've got some emails to read. And I'm going to kick off with an email.
Go for it.
That I want to read, that I should have read last week, but I didn't get round to because we just ran out of time. And this is from DIS Limited. And they have the pleasure in announcing sponsoring the award-winning Mini Defuse Dance Troupe. They're a Goudhurst-based digital image solutions, DIS Limited, are now sponsoring the Dance Dynamics Under 10 Dance Troupe Mini Defuse. The troupe was selected in September 2016 by the school principal, Michelle Smith, and teacher, Lauren Bowden. After seeing the troupe perform at a recent competition, digital image managing director, Jerome Lawford, wanted to help with promoting the team and offered the company support by way of sponsorship. Digital Image Solutions know the value of keeping kids healthy and active and believe that outside activities also help to nurture their young minds of tomorrow. So Dance Dynamic was formed in 2008 and has 3 branches across Maidstone. The school offers a variety of classes from ballet and musical theatre to street dance, commercial jazz and cheer pom classes. Don't know about that. Cheer pom?
Never heard of it.
Is that like cheerleading?
Never heard of it.
I guess so. There's also a fitness class for those who just want to get fit dancing. The school caters for all ages and have weekend and weekday classes available from as young as 3 years old. If you want to find out more about that, you can go to their website, which is dancedynamics.org.uk. And for more information about DIS, you can go to dis-ltd.com. Or you can contact Joe Lawford, joe@dis-ltd.com. So thank you for that.
Love it.
What you got?
Oh, right, LinkedIn for business. Using LinkedIn is a fantastic way of growing your customers and your business, giving you a huge competitive advantage. If you are not using it to its full potential, you are missing out. So Thursday, the 14th of September, 9:30 till 12:30, Churchill Square Business Centre, Kingshill, Westmorling. Book your place for a workshop it's workshopskent.co.uk.
Fantastic, thank you. As you may have seen advertised in the press recently, Macmillan Cancer Support are once again facilitating the world's biggest coffee morning.
These are so good.
Yeah. And that's taking place on Friday the 29th of September. Cancer encroaches on all of us. So this year, Facts and Figures will be hosting an event. Facts and Figures are the Ashford-based pension and financial services company. They aim to raise £1,000, so please dig deep for your slice of Victoria Sponge. And if you really can't come, please give money anyway at our Just Giving page, which is justgiving.com/factsfigures. That's justgiving.com/factsfigures. We aim to make it a day to remember. We're inviting as many as possible to visit the office, eat lots of cake, and raise plenty of money for a very worthy cause. Feel free to bring friends or colleagues. You can also please give money whilst you're at the office. Do join us for coffee and cake, which will be in plentiful supply. Our advisors will also be in attendance should you wish to buttonhole them for some free financial guidance. We hope to see you on the 29th, but if not, paraphrasing Bob Geldof, please just give us some money. I think he had another word in there as well, didn't he? But we won't do that on air. And that's justgiving.com/factsfigures. And that's from Simon Webster, who is the Managing Director of Facts and Figures in Ashford.
We've got some tweets coming in now saying, hello, could I please get a shout out for Pink Lemon branding and design, please? Mm. And that's hashtag BBunker. And that's from Karen Davies. Also, Spinnerjet. You love Spinnerjet. We love
Dan.
A bit of Dan.
Dan was over my place the other day.
Was he
looking, he's looking to do some more work for me. He refurbished my drive last year.
What more do you need doing?
The patio around the swimming pool's coming up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, he would love a BBunker shout out, please. Paul, where's mine and Bird? Spinnerjet, professional drive clean and restore. Here, he's got a new website coming.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's working on that. It's good. I've had a tweet from the My Land Focus, Denise Wilson, who's asked me for a shout out on behalf of somebody else. She's asked me to give a shout out for Motastic, M-O-W-Tastic. Motastic, they're lawnmowers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's cool, isn't it?
Good name.
Yeah, Motastic. Give them a follow on the Twitter. Thank you, Denise. We'll give them a shout out.
Hi, Business Bunker. Please give a shout out about Russell Gilbrook Drum Clinic on Friday, St George Hotel, Rochester. Go to medwaydrumstudio.co.uk.
Sweet. Had a tweet from Athel Bray.
Again.
Yeah. Yeah. Business Bunker shout out, please. There's a GDPR, that's the General Data Protection Register, the new regulations that are coming into force as of next May 2018 that affect us all out there. Please don't think they don't affect you. It does. It's a regulation. They devise regulations so they're annoying to everybody. So it does affect everyone. And Athel Bray are running with Andy Styles on the 25th of September and the 19th of October at Chilston Park and at Brands Hatch Place, some workshops on GDPR and how it affects you. You can find out more about their workshops by following them on the Twitter, and their Twitter handle is Athel Bray Limited. That's A-T-H-E-L-B-R. A-E-L-T-D, Athel Bray Limited, A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E-L-T-D. Follow them on the Twitter and attend one of their GDPR workshops.
Cool. It says here, I'm sure Vanilla Webb will give you a BBunker shout out. And this is for Lee Willis. This is at Business Bunker Show today. And Corian's FC is looking for players for its under 12s and under 15 girls team. So visit AncorianSFC.co.uk.
And Corians are a community football club based over there in the Medway Towns. They run over 22 teams. They run teams for children, boys, girls, adults. They run disabled teams. They do everything. Every kind of football you can possibly imagine. So do, if you fancy a game of football, get in touch with them. They're always looking for players.
We've got Neville Gaunt. Are you ignoring the biggest business disease? Interesting.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, what's he talking about? So this is a blog that he's written about recycling behavioural waste. I want to know about that. Do you know anything about that?
I do, because I've got the blog. No, I didn't write it. I've been publishing the blog for him for a while.
Yeah.
It's nice. An interesting read.
Yeah.
Do have a read of it. Cool. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Let's do it.
Cheesy Chinage.
What have we got?
See if you can guess.
Penny. Ooh. Stay with me.
Right, time for work. I'm off to Channel Facilities Management. Oh, didn't I say? I don't work for them. What I mean is, I don't start work without them. Channel Facilities Management is where local businesses go for no-hassle, peace-of-mind commercial cleaning, security, janitorial supplies and facilities management. Operating a safe, green and eco-friendly service with no chemicals used. Channel Facilities Management. Don't start work without them. Just call 0800 612 4415 or visit channelfm.co.uk.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live, register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Need help promoting your Kent business? Join our supplymybusiness.co.uk community today and start connecting your Kent business for just £20 per month.
Your business will grow if you take advice from people who've been there and done it. See and hear world-class business experts in masterclasses and workshops at the only business conference worth visiting. The Grow Kent Annual Conference, November the 30th at the Ashford International Hotel. Get tickets at growkent.co.uk.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Biz Radio, Kent Business Radio and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 12th of September, with me, Paul Andrews, and...
And me, Bird.
And Bird on a bike.
Yeah.
Cool. Good. Baby love. What do you reckon?
What do you mean?
No, I'm just telling you.
Thanks.
You got it.
Got it.
I like your intro to it.
To what?
Baby love.
I know.
You're singing intro. That's good.
I was.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't sing.
You did?
I didn't. Not with this voice at the minute. I was singing at the weekend.
Were you?
Yeah, because it was Louis' last weekend, so we were singing. He's written a song, and we were all singing, and then my voice is it's like this. I've got to speak 5 times next week.
Really?
How on earth am I going to do that, Penny?
Oh, we got an email about it. You're at the Brands Hatch Place with Ali, aren't you?
I am. Yeah. Very excited about that.
Are you?
Yeah, I've got loads on next week.
I've got a busy week next week.
Have you?
As well.
Yeah. I mean, I'm busy this week, but yeah. Speaking a lot next
yeah,
week.
Yeah, me too. I'm presenting 2 lots of business awards as well. I'm doing the Sevenoaks Business Awards and then the Swale Business Awards.
You love the Sevenoaks.
Yeah, I've done that for a few years now. It's really good fun. It's a real crack. And then I'm doing the Swale Business Awards the week after that. Or a few days after that. I haven't done that one before. So
do you get free food?
Yeah, kind of. But I
why
don't
the
tend
face?
To, no, because I don't tend to eat when I'm working. You know, it just doesn't work very well. I end up with cabbage stuck between my teeth and stuff. And it's not a good look.
Yeah. No.
So I don't eat when I'm doing those kind of things normally.
No.
So, yeah.
You've given me a big email again.
I tried to cut it down. Go for it. Just go
right,
for
I'm getting it done out the way, okay? So yeah. This is Swanley, third Wednesday networking. This is the 20th of September. This is 10:30 till 12, the Olympic Swanley. Following the success of our inaugural Swanley networking meeting in June, we are pleased to announce our next meeting will be held on the 20th of September, 10:30 till 12, kindly hosted by Swanley Town Council. Can I just say, I quite like the town councils hosting these things. I've done a couple of speaking gigs and they're brilliant. So this event has been organised by the Sevenoaks and District Chamber of Commerce and it's in collaboration with Swanley Town Council. A 50% discount on the entrance fee will be offered for this event and the entrance will be just, get ready for this Mr Andrews, £5.
Is that all?
£5 for guests £5. And there will be discounts available on the day for non-members to join the chambers.
Sorry, my microphone was playing up.
So I'm going to cut halfway through this. There is no need to book for this event, but it would be useful to get an indication of numbers. So please email info@sevenoakschamber.com just to indicate your interest. Or you can contact Julie, and you know I love my numbers, on 01732 455 188.
That would be Sevenoaks.
That is Sevenoaks, funny enough, because this is Swanley networking meeting.
01732.
455 188. Yes. So go and check them out. The Sevenoaks District Chamber of Commerce. 017. Actually, I don't say O. I always say zero.
We'll say zero then.
01 3 7
No, 732
455 188. Go.
Cool, good. Thank you for that.
Done.
We're going to talk to our first guest in a minute. Are we going to do, I think we'll do one more email. I'm going to do it because it's my turn. Good afternoon, Paul. I know you personally cannot make it on the first occasion, but I would love to invite your network to attend the Kent and Medway Street Soccer Business Breakfast on Wednesday the 27th of September, free of charge, as my personal guests. The event is aimed at Kent-based SMEs operating within the professional services sector. As you know, we run our street soccer program in partnership with Gillingham Football Club and the Community Trust. And we're expecting between 30 to 50 board-level entrepreneurs, company decision-makers to be in attendance. But the venue can hold a lot more, and we'd love to see some great numbers at this inaugural and exclusive business breakfast seminar and business networking function. It's an attempt to bring the Kent business community together through the power of football. On the morning, three of our current business supporters will be speaking. That's MindFit Limited, Metro Bank and FM Conway. The event starts at 8 a.m. and finishes at 9:30. To register your complimentary place for the event, please go to the following link, events.ksports.co.uk/events, street soccer. That's events.ksports.co.uk. I'll be very grateful for your help to promote the event. Business Bunker, here we come. See you soon. Best wishes, Keith. That's from Keith Mabbott, who's the CEO. Yes, Bird.
I'm speaking for them as well.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, Keith did ask me to speak, but unfortunately I'm in London that day.
Yeah, no, I'm not speaking then. I'm doing a couple of his...
and the workshops.
Yeah, I'm excited to have them out. Really excited. And I love Keith. He's just brilliant. He's going to come on the conversation as well.
Yeah, fantastic.
Because he's a really interesting guy, and I love his passion, his drive, and why he's doing what he's doing. It's great.
I've got another guest that I want you to have on a conversation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a chap called Mark Goldfinch. He's the most interesting guy ever.
No, don't you remember? You and I were on the same show. Mm. I've already got him coming on.
Yeah, God, yeah.
He's amazing.
I spent yesterday with him. We were doing some stuff, and he was just telling me stuff randomly. And I went, hold on a minute. You can make a living out of that speech. The stuff he's done is unbelievable.
He's amazing. Yeah. Well, when you and I had him in the studio, we were just, the off-air conversations were just brilliant, weren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And he's so laid back about it all. He's going, well, do you think anybody would be interested in that? Yes.
I've been trying to catch up with him. So, Mark, if you're listening, can you send me another email, please? Have you got his email?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Perfect, because it keeps on being sent back. So he's coming on the conversation.
Yeah, follow him on the Twitter. It's Drive Your Mark is his Twitter handle.
Brilliant.
It's the name of his company, Drive Your Marketing. But Drive Your Mark is his Twitter handle.
Clever man.
Follow. What we're going to do now, we're going to speak to our first guest. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker for the very first time, Cheryl Mvula and Rebecca Smith from Active Ramsgate and Ramsgate Town, I do believe.
Thank you.
Good morning, ladies. Good afternoon. No, it's an absolute pleasure.
It's afternoon.
Yeah, it is. Time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So I don't mind which of you go, so you can fight over it, or you can do it one at a time, or you can hold hands and do it together. I really don't mind.
Holding hands.
Yeah, that's lovely, isn't it? Isn't that lovely? Why don't you tell us about what you're up to, what you do, and what Active Ramsgate is all about? Yeah.
Okay. Well, Rebecca and I both work for this initiative. It's called Active Ramsgate. Mm. It started about 3.5 years ago, and it's an initiative from Ramsgate Town Council. Mm. I don't work for them. I'm a tourism consultant. But what it's all about is trying to get more visitors into Ramsgate using outdoor activities.
Okay.
So it's fantastic. So over the past 3.5 years, we've been developing walking trails, but not just, you know, going out there and sort of like, you know, ramblers doing walking.
Ambling about over the place.
This is like calling in at cafes and pubs and attractions on the way. So they're all sort of themed.
Okay, so do you have like a planned walk where, forgive me if I've got this wrong, but so you identify places for people to go kind of thing?
Yeah, we've got four basically. One's from along the coast from Ramsgate to Broadstairs to Viking Bay, and then a back along the cliff top.
Yeah.
We've got another one from Ramsgate Main Sands out to Pegwell Bay,
right,
and the National Nature Reserve there, which is awesome if you're into birds, and it's absolutely phenomenal. We've got another one which is like a figure of eight, which loops around the Royal Harbour and then into sort of takes you around all the streets with the Regency architecture in the town.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth one, Rebecca, is...
The Beach Roamer.
Oh, yeah.
Beach Roamer.
Yes, because Ramsgate is on a
south-facing, and then you can walk all the way around the corner of England and be in Margate in around 3+ hours.
Right.
It's about 7 miles, and you can do that on the sandy beaches, exploring all the bays.
Wow. Take it in 7 bays.
I think it's the only place in the UK where you can do that in a
without
few hours.
Drowning.
Without drowning. It is tide dependent. Yeah, I should add that caveat. Don't go if it's high tide. Yeah. But it's a stunning walk, and I believe it's unique for the area.
It's interesting, isn't it, that area of Kent, of England, of the UK, has some of the most gorgeous beaches. You know, you mentioned Pegwell Bay and Viking Bay. It's got some of the most gorgeous beaches, and kind of people have forgot about it.
Yeah,
really,
no, it's just so varied. So through the walks, we've got like all sort of narrative with them. So as people going along, you know, you can stop and look at, you know, this rock pool, or you can stop and look at, you know, this Italiana greenhouse or whatever. So it's trying to bring the area to life, because I don't think people, you know, did see Ramsgate as a walking destination. But it's not just walking. We've got the Viking Coastal Trail, which is, you know, 30-odd miles of beautiful off-road and on-road cycling around the Thanet coast. And then we've been developing exciting things like, have you heard of pickleball?
Pickleball?
Have you heard of pickleball? No. Have you not played pickleball?
No.
Blimey, you haven't lived, have you?
Yeah.
Pickleball is a cross between tennis, badminton and table tennis. And we had the national championships, the National Outdoor Pickleball Championships in Ramsgate, in July. And we had a national champion from the town.
Yeah.
Is it picker or pickle?
Pickle.
As in Branston Pickle.
So
pickleball.
Who invented that then?
I think it came from America, but we've been adopting it over here. And it's nice because it's like people, even kids, old people, people of all abilities and fitness levels can play it.
Right.
It's not so energetic as tennis.
Right.
So we promote that at Spencer Square. They've got some beautiful pickleball.
Well, you learn something every day. I've never heard of pickleball.
Do you know what? I love it. I like a new angle, and especially from a PR point of view. Our PR agency is having a field day with this pickleball thing because
it's such a
cool
word.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, it's cool. I'm going to Google that later and have a look.
Yeah.
So you've got all of these activities, and presumably there's a couple of angles that you're taking on this, which is promoting the area for a start from a tourism point of view, and presumably because you're going to make me walk around it, is you're promoting fitness too.
Yeah, it's both, but you know, sort of as a tourism consultant, you know, sort of my sort of real role is like using the power of tourism to bring about economic development.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know, so Ramsgate is in sort of all that sort of East Kent area, you know, is an area of regeneration. It's quite a lot, you know, it's quite a deprived area. And in year one, we set ourselves a target of bringing in about another £100,000 into the area from this initiative. And we really smashed that. In the first year, we brought in £165,000 of incremental business.
So, Cheryl, can I ask you, when did the programme start?
3.5 years ago.
Right, okay. Okay, so you've got a bit of track record now of how it's been working. Okay.
Yeah. Year two, we brought in almost £200,000 incremental tourism business. So it's like you were saying, it's no good just fluffing about the edges and talking about these things. You've got to have action,
and be
bringing people into the town.
Yeah.
And so there's a real buzz about the town. You can see much more cyclists there now. Lewis, can't remember his surname.
Crayfern.
He's the British kite surfing champion. He came to Ramsgate earlier in the year, and he broke his British kite surfing record. He jumped 22.8 meters high on his kite surf because it's lots of wind on our coast because we're on a corner.
Yeah.
So it's great for windsurfing, paddleboarding, canoeing, all those things.
And we're talking about like the tourism economy. Of course, all coastal communities have suffered over the last few decades
course, yeah.
for various reasons.
Yep.
The cost of a holiday in Spain, for example, you know, package holidays, all of those things, guaranteed weather.
Yep.
If you go somewhere like that, and the pricing. Mm. But there's been a sea change.
Yeah, there has.
People have changed their ways. People, it's quite stressful getting on a plane with a family, for example.
Especially now with the way the world is and people
are... All of those reasons, security.
Yeah. But interestingly, Rebecca, with you saying that, I just read a report a couple of days ago saying that this year, this summer, British tourism in general was significantly increased. There's a lot more people have decided to what they call staycation.
Yes, exactly.
It's not easy flying. It's not easy flying. Lots of people take hand luggage now, and then they're fining you as soon as you get to the gate, and it's always delayed. It's not easy flying anymore.
You know, because I've talked about this. Many times. I hate holidays, which is why I never go on them. I always find them so stressful.
Come to Ramsgate.
Well, exactly. I'd much rather do that. I just hate all that nonsense about packing and losing your luggage and going somewhere in some
half-built
Algerian ruin that's, you know...
We're blessed where we live. We've got this amazing coastline.
Yeah.
If you think of Kent, I mean, we've got everything. We've got coast, you know, we've got countryside, we've got heritage, we've got amazing gardens, and you can nip across to France for a day trip.
Yeah. Exactly.
We've got it all in one place.
Exactly. And London, you've got 37 got minutes, you know, we're a great place to be.
You know, and Amanda and I spent a day... Aspinalls the other day working on this charity thing that we're doing, and the stuff they've got there is unbelievable as well. The like the tree house that you can stay in, they got glamping, they got shepherd's huts, so you've got all kinds of things you can do. It's really interesting.
Giraffes.
You can feed the giraffes now.
You can
feed the giraffes.
Do you know what? I go running. We've got a zoo run, and we start in Saltwood, and we do it. It's an 8-mile loop, and we go through, and you can see, if you get it right, you can see, you go through, and I was texting and saying, oh, we saw giraffes this morning and we saw this, that and the other. It's just crazy, all on your run.
Love it.
Who'd have thought?
Absolutely.
Anyway.
So, Rebecca, what's your role in Active Ramsgate?
Well, Ramsgate Town Council, which is quite a young council, they've only been up and running about 7 years, I think.
Okay.
But they're quite forward-thinking in the fact that they really believe in trying to promote the area and tapping into our natural assets, if you like.
Absolutely.
So they've employed a town promoter, which is me, and I work with Cheryl and Sarah, and then there's also Dean Williams back at Ramsgate Town Council, who does a lot of work as well for this particular initiative.
It's interesting that you say about the town council and it being a kind of new thing, and I actually love that. I was just mentioning I'm doing this Seven Oaks Business Awards, and that's organised by Seven Oaks Town Council. The thing I love about town councils is their localism. It really is connected with the local community. It, because it's small, you know people, you know your organisation, you know your area, you know what's going on. And I love that because we lost contact, basically, with big organisations, big government, big institutes, private and public. You know, some of my pet hates are private companies that are just too big to care about their customers anymore, and it drives me nuts. So one of the things I like about the new approach to town councils and some more powers to larger parish councils and things like that is their localism and is their dynamism about taking action, as Bird was saying earlier, and making things happen.
Mm. And it's very true for us at town council because, you know, like with our project, we engage with a lot of the local businesses.
Exactly.
It's not just public sector top down.
Yeah.
It's from the grassroots up, which is the only sustainable
It's the only way of doing it. You're absolutely right. It is crucial that you take people with you. Mm. If you try and impose something from above, even if it's a good thing, people just don't buy into it.
No, people got to feel a sense of ownership.
Exactly.
And they've got to be part of the, you know, the development of the project. And we're really lucky that we've got loads of businesses. We're running what we call Active Eight week next week.
Oh, you really are nailing it.
So we've got 8 different activities, and all the local businesses have given us either freebies or discounts, and people have been entered into a free prize draw to win, you know, kite surfing lessons or canoe safaris to see the seals and birds at Pegwell Bay. Or pickleball taster sessions.
Scuba diving.
Did you know that Ramsgate is the best place in the world for scuba diving for shipwrecks?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's nearly
they reckon there's about 2,000 shipwrecks off out of the harbour of Ramsgate around the Goodwin Sands.
Right.
Because way back in the day, you know, where they didn't have the navigational systems we have now, they just would stranded.
It's one of the other great unrecognised by a lot of people things about that Kent coast is its history as well and its heritage. You know, right from the Roman occupation onwards, most of that took place around that Kent coast, although the coastline has changed drastically in the last 2,000 years, hence there's a lot of shipwrecks. I didn't know that about diving. That's a fascinating thing to know about the diving aspects of it. And as you say, you know, there's just so many things. And because we've all got obsessed with going off and doing something else and laying on a beach and drinking ourselves silly or whatever, we kind of forget about the ability to do those kind of things.
What's been the element of your success? If another town council, because this is really for me, I always think, how can people model what you've done? What would be the elements that you say another town council, if they did X, Y, Z, then their success would come? How can they model your
I think
your strategies?
First of all, obviously you've got to have the natural assets. And then very early on, we sort of engaged with Explore Kent, which is KCC's sort of countryside access unit. So they helped us map out really accessible walks, and they've been a really key partner, haven't they?
Yeah.
And putting in not just sort of people resource, but putting in some funds as well to help us sort of, you know, improve access to some of these walks, etc. I think getting from the day one, getting local businesses involved, because without them,
it's been key, I think.
You know, there's nothing.
It's crucial, isn't it? It's crucial to get people on board. Yeah.
And not thinking that you know it all. So, you know, they very much engage, you know, somebody like myself as a consultant, you know, a PR consultant, you know, bringing in expertise as well, rather than it all being invented there, but bringing in people who'd already sort of done this successfully in other places. And just having lots of passion and energy.
Yeah, I mean, the town council have invested in this. You know, they fund this. It's not something you can just get a bunch of volunteers. Well, you could, but it perhaps wouldn't be as successful.
It's taken an awful lot longer, yeah.
You know, Cheryl has done this for many years in different ways, from Africa to Quecks Park and everywhere in between, you know.
But the idea behind this, it to me, is that with that investment is truly an investment.
Exactly.
You know, sometimes you get the public sector going, we're investing in this. What they mean, they're just spending some money. But it is a true investment, isn't it? Because this is going to raise the economic capabilities of the area. You know, the more as it carries on, you've done 3 years already, more and more people come to the area, more and more people spend money, more and more businesses, more and more jobs, and it becomes a self-fulfilling cycle.
Well, if you just look at the arches in the Royal Harbour, you know, they were all sort of quite a lot, those were empty 3 years ago,
empty and, you know, looking a little bit depressed.
And now there's all cafes and, you know,
so
tapas
vibrant.
Bars, and it's a real vibrant both day and nighttime economy.
It's a fabulous view as well, isn't it?
Amazing.
It's
stunning.
Do you know, it is like being in the Riviera, you know.
How did you entice businesses? How did you attract them to actually be on board with your vision?
Well, Rebecca, as well as being town promoter, you also run a really environmentally friendly B&B in the town. So you were one of the first ones to be recruited.
Yeah, so it was before I was town promoter, actually, because I also worked with the Ramsgate town team as a volunteer. So I came on board as quite a proactive
tourism business.
Obviously,
yeah.
Local business, running a B&B, which I've done now for 11 years in a couple of weeks' time.
Right.
And that's how I met Cheryl and the team. I knew quite a few of them already. So I was like the first small business. And then with my role as town promoter, a lot of that is about working with small businesses.
Sure. Yeah.
Town promoter doesn't really describe that part of the job, but it meant that I have a lot of connections with other businesses because I run a small business Facebook group, etc.
And you know people,
And I know people. So we were able to, for example, work with Terry from Thanet Diving and Water Sports, who has a lovely little one of the little arches right down on Military Road in Ramsgate. And out of there, he's worked with us with his scuba diving, he does kayaking guided tours, so you can get on a kayak with him. And when you're like me and useless, he'll steer you away from heading towards France, which I very nearly did. And you can just go out in this beautiful way of travelling on the sea out towards the seal colonies in Pegwell, and it's just stunning.
And I think when people start seeing success, they want to get on board.
And I want to be part of it. Yeah.
Success attracts people, I think.
Absolutely.
And we are opportunists as well. You know, we know that there's amazing cycle paths. Yeah. We, you know, the Viking Coastal Trail, which is established. Mm. The England Coastal Trail now stops at Ramsgate, but they build the next bit's being built as we speak, Ramsgate to Whitstable. Mm. So, and we've got these wonderful walking trails taking the architecture. Mm. Ramsgate has more listed buildings per capita, so they say, than Bath. But we've got these beautiful sandy beaches. We've got chalk cliff coastline.
Absolutely.
We've got
all these things. All of those resources that kind of went a bit moribund because people stopped coming or whatever, and it just wasn't promoted.
You know, sometimes when you live in a place, you take things for granted, don't
of course.
You?
Yeah.
And what we're able to do, we've got people like Nick Crane from BBC's Coast Programme. We've got Lizzie Arnold, who I think she's from Tunbridge Wells area. She's the gold medalist for skeletal athletes.
Sliding on a tea tray.
She's one of our ambassadors.
Right, okay.
So having her tweet and go on Facebook and say how great Ramsgate is. We had Caddy Lee Preston, the weather girl, and Sam Barreri, who's a world champion sailor.
Yeah.
So we got them on board as ambassadors so they could go out and speak about Active Ramsgate. And people were like, wow, you know, all these famous people talking about our little old town, you know, and it just makes people have more pride in their local
area.
Exactly.
It's self-reinforcing, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies, thank you so much for that. It's been a pleasure to hear about what you're doing, and we wish you continued and much success with it. The whole of our Kent coast needs to be recognised for what it is and the beautiful place that it is. And we really do thank you for what you've done to promote Ramsgate and that general area. If people want to find out more about Ramsgate, the trails and all the things that you're doing, what's the best way to do that?
There's two websites. One is ramsgatetown.org/active-ramsgate, and the other is
visitramsgate.co.uk.
Fantastic. So visit ramsgate.co.uk.
ramsgatetown.org/active-ramsgate.
Okay, we've actually got both of those websites on the Kent Business Radio website now, and they will stay on there forever. So if you want to find out about that, you just have to look on the Kent Business Radio website and you'll be able to find a link to those two websites. But for the moment, Cheryl Mvula, MBE, and Rebecca Smith, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. All power to what you're doing and the folks in Ramsgate, and we wish you continued success. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
It's
been an
absolute
pleasure.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what we can do, Bird.
Let's do it.
You can pick a tweet or an email to read, and then we're going to do the FSB news.
I've got two tweets, so I'm just... Well, actually, I've got three, but they're really quickies. So here we go. Alison Palmer, she said, shout out, please, for the half-day conference. Help to shape the future for small business. 11th to the 10th, and that's the Kent Business Leadership Summit. We've then had...
I can tell you about that as well.
Go on then.
If you want to book on it, if you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk and click on the FSB tab, there's a blog about it and you can book your tickets there. It's
perfect.
A leadership blog at the University
of
Kent.
And they're great. Yeah. They're really great. Yeah. Justin Dean has said to me that... I said to him, why are you eating paleo? He said he's doing the Tough Mudder in September. He's going to give me a call because I'm going to help him with that. Mm. And then Alison Palmer, FSB, has said functionality versus romance in business. So she's listening in. And this is what I'm loving. And I keep saying this to you, don't I?
Yep.
I love it when people are interjecting with us as we're live on air. So they're listening and they're going, oh my gosh, and it sparks them off. And then they feed back to us. So she's put, at Peston said, we should at least be talking to each other in these uncertain times, which I do agree.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
It's nice. I like it.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
I've had a tweet from Terry Botfield as well.
I love
who
Terry.
Who says, Business Bunker, there's new networking on Romney Marsh. The first meeting is on the 4th of October at 10 a.m. If you contact Terry, and you can do that at his Twitter handle, which is TD Botty.
It's a great,
which is a fabulous
TD Botty. We've laughed at this for years when we had him on. Do you remember we had him on years ago?
TD Botty. So can contact the Botty and come along. I'm going to be at the event on the 4th of October.
Are you MCing?
At 10 a.m. It's a networking event, so I'm just going along and being part of it. Because you know our other studio's in Dimchurch, so we're just around the corner.
Cool.
Do you know what it is? It's that time.
Channel Radio News Update.
It's that time when we do the Federation of Small Business News Roundup. I've got quite a long one here, but it's worth doing it. The search is on for the Southeast's most outstanding small business. The FSB are celebrating Small Business Awards 2018, and they're now open for application. And they open on the they opened on the 11th of September for entries. Small businesses in the southeast of England have until January 2018 to enter. It's free to enter. The awards will celebrate the best of the southeast 392,085 small businesses and their vast contribution to both the regional and national economy. The Southeast Area winners of 12 award categories will be announced at an awards ceremony at Sandown Park Racecourse in Surrey and will then go forward to the National UK Federation of Small Business Celebrating Small Business Awards final, where the overall FSB UK Small Business of the Year 2018 will be announced in May 2018. The FSB National Chairman Mike Cherry said, "For a chance to be recognised as the best small business in the South East, as well as in the whole of the UK, I'd encourage all businesses to apply to be to take part in the event." The categories that you can apply to be in are Business Exporter of the Year, Ethical Green Business of the Year, Business and Product Innovation Award, Digital Business of the Year, Micro Business of the Year, Startup of the Year, Scale Up of the Year, Family Business of the Year, Young Entrepreneur of the Year, Employer of the Year, the Triumph Over Adversity Award, and the Community Award. Ladies, the Community Award. So for further information and to enter the awards, if you go to www.fsbawards.co.uk.
Women in Business, Western Hanger Castle, Tuesday the 26th of September 2017 from 10:30 to 12 with Sarah. I just love Western Hanger Castle. And that's near Hythe, so book through the FSB. You can go onto our website.
Fantastic. There's also Women in Business Brunch in Tunbridge Wells on Tuesday the 26th of September from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Beacon in Rust Hall. The Beacon's really fabulous. It overlooks the whole of the town of Tunbridge Wells. If you want to find out more about that, if you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/events2017, you can book your place.
FSB Connect Network in Maidstone. That's on Wednesday the 13th of September. That's tomorrow.
It is.
5:30 till 7, Metro Bank, your opportunity to join FSB Connect Networking and effectively develop and grow your business through our national network event. These monthly Maidstone events are relaxed networking with like-minded business owners. And at this event, Tracy McRoberts from T4C will explain how to obtain grants to improve efficiency in your business and grow it. Go on to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/events2017. Skills 3030, Network and Inspire the Next Generation, Wednesday the 20th of September from 1 till 4 at Longfield Academy.
No, it's not. We've changed the time. Sorry. It's from 10:30 till 12:30. No, it's still going on, but it's just changed the time. I'll tell you about it.
Thanks. Do you want me to keep going? Have you given me everything?
You've got everything now.
Oh, excellent.
But hold on. I want you to finish off on Longfield because that's important. We need businesses to come to Longfield.
We need big businesses.
Yeah. It's on the 20th of September.
Yeah.
It's from 10:30 till 12:30 at the Longfield Academy. And we want 30 businesses to come and meet 30 A-level students to talk about the world of work and to do some speed
you love business this network. Bit, don't you?
We do loads of these. They're free to schools. If you're a governor, a head teacher, or a chief executive these days of a school, it's a free event run by the FSB. I'm the lead on youth employment and education for the FSB for Kent and Medway, and we run these as free events in schools right across the county.
Taking steps to improve well-being and mental health in your business. Are you taking steps to improve well-being within your business and look after the mental health of both yourself and your staff? We're looking for case studies and examples of best practice of what employers are doing to build healthy and inclusive workplaces. If you are interested in sharing your experiences, please email David Moore Crouch. So go on to our Kent Business Radio to find more about that. Women in Business Brunch, Seven Oaks, is Thursday the 14th of September. 9:30 till 11:30 at the King's Head. And they got guest speaker of Joe Wimble Groves. And again, go on to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/events 2017. Here we go, last one. Sleep in shift payment changes follow a recent court decision. Care workers should now be paid at least the minimum wage for their sleep in shifts, providing certain conditions are met. We want to understand how this decision has impacted FSB members. If you've been affected and would like to share your experiences, please email Charlotte Talbot. And again, that's FSB.
Thank you for that, Bird.
Channel Radio News Update.
That brings us to the end of another week's FSB News and Updates. If you want to find out anything about what's happening in the world of the FSB, news, information, events, go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk and hit the FSB tab, and it's all listed there. I've had a tweet from the lovely Chris Hyde, and he says, wishing you all a great Business Bunk show today. Unfortunately, I can't listen this week because I'm moving house. But we would appreciate a little shout-out. So that's a shout-out for Chris Hyde, whose company is called Chameleogenics. And Chris is currently moving from the New Forest to Lincolnshire.
Oh.
And he will listen again live later.
Nice.
So nice one, Chris. Good luck with your house move. Thank you for supporting us on the Business Bunker show. And I hope it all goes really well for you.
Oh, wow. Chris is back. Chris Pollard
is back.
He's back. Hello, Chris.
He's going to be at the studio later. I've got a meeting with him later on.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I might say hello. And back on Kentish Soil, looking forward to listening again with Miriam. So they're both back. So I hope.
Bit
of a different temperature.
Yeah. So we've lost.
Chilly this morning.
We've lost our entire listener base in Turkey now because they've come back.
That's a real shame.
Absolutely.
And Joe Pullen has said, hi, Vanilla Webb and Bird and a Bike. The points to charity donation we talked about last week has launched on crowdfunding.
That's really good. Did you hear about that?
Joe
and Adam were telling us about, you know, these things like Avias points and all the rest of it that you can collect with a credit card. Lots of people like me, lots of us don't ever use the points. So there's now a scheme where you can donate them to charity. But you can donate them to the small local charities as well, not just the big charities. It's a really clever scheme, really good idea. And the people behind it are crowdfunding right at the moment. I've had a tweet from Little Pip. Yeah.
We haven't heard from her for ages.
No, I haven't. No.
How is she? Do we know?
Huh?
How is she? Do we know?
I think she's all right because she said, hello, can I have a shout out, please, for Little Pip?
Oh, let us know if you're all right, darling.
Yeah. Lots of success stories of weight loss and health problems reduced. Little Pip Juice is her Twitter handle. She's got a unit on Hythe Pier, on Herne Bay Pier. Herne Bay Pier. Little Pep, it's Sherry Newton, isn't it?
Did Sherry, can you let us know how you got on with your delivery service? Did that ever come out? Do
I
we
don't
know?
I don't know. Yeah, no, do let us know,
that'd
Sherry.
Be good. Yeah,
but do give her a follow. It's Little Pep Juice is her Twitter handle. And as I say, you can find her on most days, 7 days a week, on Herne Bay Pier.
Sally Laker, it's hashtag Business Bunker time. So for all your local business news, listening at Business Bunker Vanilla Web, hello.
Cool. And we've had a tweet from Telcare, the lovely people, the telecommunications systems providers over there on the Medway City Estate in Rochester. But do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to go over to the newsroom and then we're going to play some adverts and then we're going to come back and talk to our next guest. So here we go.
Channel Radio News Update.
Police and prison officers are getting a pay rise. The government's confirmed they'll give police 2%, while prison officers will get 1.7%. It comes amid calls for Number 10 to scrap the public sector pay cap for all workers. Theresa May says the backing of the withdrawal bill means Britain can move on with Brexit negotiations with solid foundations. MPs backed the bill last night, but senior Tories are warning there will be changes needed. British territories in the Caribbean are beginning to assess the damage caused by Hurricane Irma. Boris